Like a Dior sable, the taste is in the label. So let's taste New Tab. Like a Mark Cross case, it shows good taste. So let's taste New Tab. Like a sleek design or a Charles Jourdan. Tab is a one-of-a-kind brand. It can't be beat, it's the taste for me. And only one calorie. Like a famous name, it's just not the same. Like a gold Piaget, it's a matter of taste. What else can I say? Let's taste New Tab.
February 1989, Saks Fifth Avenue opens its first Isaac Mizrahi boutique. Dermatologists warn that seaweed wraps and salt glow rubs might not do anything helpful and could even be harmful. And more people are reporting allergies to the glue used in nail wraps. But you don't care about all that, because you're tearing through your mom's closet, freshly Noxzema'd, looking for something to wear that says, "Little bit Madonna likes the spanking, little bit nobody puts baby in the corner." That ain't easy, especially since your mom doesn't have a single pair of ballet flats with ribbons that tie around the ankles, and that is something you definitely need on your feet to get the attention of Patrick McHare, whom you sit in front of in sixth period Latin. That's right, there's a new crush in town, and he's looking good! Speaking of looking good, you did swipe a pair of lacy black underwear you found at the back of your mom's closet because you've never seen her try to wear them at all. And they were like way in the back of her closet on top of a candy box tin that you're not going to open until you're sure it's not your surprise Valentine's Day gift. You did ask for a gift certificate to the body shop for V-Day, but your mom hates it when things smell like things, so you know it's probably this box of candy. But why is she hiding a single tin of candy in the back of her closet? That's so random. Maybe you should put the underwear back, just in case she's giving you those as well. What if she's finally realizing you're basically a woman now and she's ready to talk to you about woman things? Things like pixie cuts and who gets to have them. Things like miniskirts and the sex lives of the rich and famous. When she gets home from mall walking, maybe it's time to ask her some big questions about your big life that's just getting started. This'll be fun. Until then, you decide to find some stuff to talk about in this candy-colored issue of your favorite magazine. That's right, it's time to
Listen to Sassy!
I didn't have time to look up how to say listen to Sassy in Latin, but I was scrambling to do so.
That's a great opener with Patrick.
Yep.
First and last name, good grief. Mm-hmm. He has been doxxed. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Let's talk about, speaking of a different time, February 1989, starting with our cover, the adorable Inkem. She talks in her little write-up on the About Face page about how she's a model and it's fine, but she's really missing college. And apparently she did go back to college not long after this and studied with Angela Davis. She is on Instagram. We will link it in the show notes. She seems awesome. And since Mary Clark also follows us, she always tags her when we put up an old photo of her, which is sweet. They still love each other. It's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this is my favorite cover so far.
It's very cute.
It seems effortless.
Yeah. Yes, and it's very appropriate to the month and stuff. It's just like, she's ready to fall in love with you.
Yeah.
Eat some candy. Mm-hmm.
She's stripey like a piece of peppermint. Fashion feature is called Dresses in the Woods. The model is Felicia. The photographer is George Holtz. I was waiting for you to do George Holtz.
No, it just sounds like a Doors song. Dresses in the Woods.
It's true. I don't have a lot to say about this story because I feel like this is about the 10th time they've done a dresses outside concept for one of their fashion editorials. Like, this is a go-to, and it's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just like a very loose theme.
It's got a young Darlene Hunt, so it's got that going for it.
Uh-huh.
It does.
That's true.
You're right. She is. Wow.
From Sassy to Dickinson.
Yeah. What a trajectory.
Your Doors thing could follow into the copy because it says Dresses in the Woods, Dresses in the Woods. And it's like, walk around, get another place. Just don't forget to put a jacket on. Like, it's very Mr. Mojo Rising all the way through here.
No one gets out of here naked. I don't know why I know that. I don't know. Is that his biography? Doors are terrible. Why would I know that?
There was a very specific moment when we were supposed to know everything about the Doors and then not get into a rated R movie about them.
Okay, yes. So every Maybe. Veterans Day, they always trot out like the one or two guys that are still alive that were at Battle X. Soon we're going to have the last Doors fan at some event. And he's going to be sitting there. He's going to be super old. He's got lots of wrinkles. He's all mopey. He's got his Door medals on. And eventually he will be the last one. He will be gone. The Doors yeah. will be forgotten. So what about the fashions? We're going to talk about those.
I already said I don't have anything to say. This is just like more stuff that like we've already seen them do, like floral dresses and hats. Got it.
Yeah. And also even the location is like, where? There's no, they're on a roof. They're in the, they're not in the woods. Okay, let's say that. They're not really in the woods.
Yeah.
In any of these photos, there's water, there's a house, there's a grassy lawn. This one, she's in front of, I don't know, a country club.
Not even the pier is made out of wood. The pier is just dilapidated concrete and rebar sticking out everywhere. Yeah. It's very dangerous. That's right. I don't think she should be there.
This is dresses in the aunt's house.
Yeah, I feel like the underwear story from a few months ago is happening inside this house. We just can't see it.
Definitely. Let's move on.
Our second fashion feature is called Not Available in Stores, and the concept here is a little less loose than the last one. It is stuff you can get from a catalog. As Pam noted, it's very like, just order some stuff. Who cares? Like, elided in this is like, no, you need a credit card. Like, you might not just be able to get it from your parents to order the stuff.
Yeah, it just says, grab those catalogs that come to your house. Get a pen and a stamp.
Yeah.
No point is it mention money.
Maybe.
Oh, no.
Maybe the person buying this is as carefree as the person on the lower right doing her best Michigan J. Frog.
Oh, yeah, that is very good.
This is the best photo Sassy's ever had in the magazine. I'm doing fashion. Look at me wearing things. Yay! Right for fashion.
I was eating lunch earlier, and I heard Dave just in his office laughing so loud. And now I know what he was laughing at. It was this, and he was right.
This is a photographer saying, do something funny.
I need everybody who hasn't looked at the visual aids yet to remember this is a good time to look at your visual aids. But also, he's not underselling this.
No.
Or overselling it. No. He is selling it. This is the dumbest. You know, and it looks like she's, the next shot is her getting hit by a bus. Like, she's like, I'm a model, dead.
Yeah.
This is like a mime masterclass and it's stepping over the barbed wire in World War One. Like, not going to get me a no man's land fashion.
But what is unfortunate is you can see that the picture right above it is the one she was going for.
Yeah.
Right.
So that is just her prepping for what she thinks is fucking nailing it. Look at that. Look at the lines. That's some Fosse shit. She's so proud of herself. And she's going to be like, they printed what?
Okay, this is what I want to do if I had more time, which unfortunately I don't. I'm very busy right now. But I want to take the photo we've been talking about. And you're just watching it as a still photo. But then suddenly she just rockets out of the frame. Nothing moves. She just whoosh.
Oh, I thought you meant you were going to like, do it and edit where it's just like that. And then the mirror image of it just back and forth to the Hello, My Baby, Hello, My Darling song. No.
Oh my God. Yep.
Well, and also in the bigger picture, you can see where she's like, you guys aren't going to do any of these in the actual magazine, right? Like, she's protesting the thing they just made her do.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, okay, we're warmed up. And even in these pants, she was asking for new pants in the first picture, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I have a rule that Sassy must now follow. Once in a while, we have developed rules that Sassy must follow. And here's one that Sassy and generally any magazine that puts dogs in their photo spread is you have to acknowledge and name the dogs in the photo spread at some point. They should be in with the $34 t-shirt, blah, 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 spotted Dalmatian Charlie.
Yeah.
Model you know, zone. Enjoys walks on the beach, but nothing, not even acknowledged. We didn't even know there was dogs there if it wasn't for the photos.
You don't think the lower picture on page 46 of an actual temper tantrum isn't also in the Hall of Fame here? She's just got her face down on a boardwalk right next to just a dog butt, really. Like, it's not okay. Like, you can't lay down like this when you're three. Like, I would have gotten in trouble for this pose at any point.
She really wanted that Lego, but she didn't get the Legos. And now she's like, no.
Yes.
Passive resistance. I did that once in a department store. I really wanted a Lego set. It was like $5 or whatever at the time. And I was not given permission to get it. And I did that. I was the kid who was getting dragged down the 1960s department store floor, shine to a, you know, to a glinty glint, and Lego, I'm just screaming. Wow. I would have murdered me if I was my mother. One other thing about this, generally speaking, is I always admonish the photographers for shooting at noon or thereabouts.
Yeah.
And you can tell the ones with the dog were shot at noon ish.
Yeah.
By how harsh the shadows are.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That first photo of the lead with Inchem, like the shadow of her dangling hair is on her face. It's really bad. And then the other model, the Michigan J. Frog model, is being shot when the skies are overcast. And just look at the difference in how much nicer those photos are. There's no crazy harsh shadows. They're diffused. You can even see in one of the pictures, it looks like they're shooting near the Brooklyn Bridge or something like that.
Yes, it does. That looks like Dumbo for sure.
Yeah, that it's overcast. Shoot overcast or shoot inside for fashion. I mean, I can't think of a style where you want that really harsh shadow unless you're doing something like black and white and like super stylistic, but that's not really, that'd be more like a makeup ad or something like that than this.
J. Crew is heavily represented in the spread because it's the 90s almost. And this might have been the first time I had ever heard of J. Crew, which is wild because I was such a little preppy shithead. But a lifelong obsession was born from that day forward. I still shop J. Crew, sorry. But they also mentioned tweeds, which was not familiar to me. They tried a radical rebrand in the 90s that like killed the brand, where they were basically like, we're doing skin tight spandex stuff now. Where as before they had been like,
I thought it was like Nazi stuff.
No. Before they were like J. Jill.
Define radical.
And they tried to pivot to like express, and it did not work out. So we'll link a story about that in the show notes because that was all news to me. But tweeds tried to come back in 2018, and now you can still shop their website, but they have literally three items you can buy, so I think it did not work out for tweeds 2.0.
And they're affordable, you guys. This sweater's $35.
Mm-hmm. That's a 1989-ass price point, if you ask me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The yellow dress is kind of cute, but she's so on top of it, I can't tell what it's made of.
That's a catalog trick. If you ever see someone in a catalog in a really weird pose, you know it's ugly and they are trying to hide it.
Oh, guess what? All three of their items are out of stock.
Oh.
So much for tweeds.
Tweeds.
And a dream dies. The copy on this catalog spread continues to give you bad advice. Many catalogs will refund stuff, no questions asked. So go ahead and order that ruby red mini and those green sneakers and that orange felt hat and that pair of And then odds are your favorite catalog will send an order to another address complete with a gift card from you. Surprise someone. No, do not catalog clothing. Surprise anyone. Like ever. It's real specific when you go catalog.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
People know the brands that look good on them. Let them, you know, get them a gift card. If they don't want it, they can give it to someone who does.
I would even say like gift cards are for two types of people, children and employees. And if you know somebody better than that, just give them a money equivalent, even if it's just like a generic Visa card, if you want to go down that route.
Mm.
But don't like narrow their options down to like you have to shop at one store. And then like the gift card expires and there's all this like stupid stuff about gift cards that we've all learned in the interim. I feel like gift cards only for people that don't have credit cards or you don't know well.
I have received gift cards and they're from people who know what brands I buy and I'm always happy to get them in those cases.
Yeah, but what if you had the same amount but cash? Then it's like even you can spend it there, but you can also spend it on things like healthcare.
Well, then I would know that person didn't listen when I talked about places that I shopped and they were just like, here, have some money. Like I'm your grandpa.
Right. All right. Just making a note for Christmas.
If I get a J. Crew gift card, I will give it to you, Tara, because Nobody looks worse in J. Crew than this lady right here.
If I get a bona fide gift card, give me a view pen.
I accidentally have like 5 unopened boxes of bona fide next to me. So I feel like we can do a giveaway at this point, like for Christmas. Like, I don't think it's illegal. This isn't a prescription. So if you would like to try bona fide, 720 Sassico, send a Stacey. A Stacey to Dave. I will ship you this Swedish bee.
No!
I do have one more thing to say about the clothes in this. Paisleys are so ugly. And I still think they look like amoebas. They're just amoebas in a slide. And I don't understand.
I never thought of it that way, but I know it's going to be in my head forever. So thank you very much for that.
Microscopic amoebas. And that's what I thought they were at first. And then I was like, why are people calling those paisleys? Is that what it's called when you microscope an amoeba? Science first, everybody. Fashion second. And I just didn't know. That's people think that's cool. I mean, I think I coveted the paisley sassy because you were supposed to, but secretly I was like, I don't think I like him. I don't want to wear an amoeba. Dave will make fun of me in 38 years. Hello, my baby.
Our third fashion feature, it's a little bit of a departure. Karen writes, I was not a model, parentheses, and I didn't even look like one. This is, of course, a reference to the be a model or just look like one ads for the Casablanca's modeling schools. Basically, it's Karen going on a journey to find out what it takes to be a model and, you know, whether this is something to want and whether this is something that is attainable to most people. And I felt like this was a missed opportunity for a lot of interjections from the fashion editor, although that was when I found out there wasn't a fashion editor on the Manstead. There was just the beauty editor, who is Mary, and then Andrea, who is a fashion/beauty associate. But Andrea, I feel, should be breaking in to say that, you know, when Karen says all the models that come through are just in like a plain, boring black top, black leggings and boots. That Andrea would say that's because they're probably advised to dress in a very boring, undistinguished way so that they look like a blank slate for whoever is seeing them so that they can potentially use them for all kinds of different fashion stories. Classic demystification of a topic teen girls were obsessed with. This is what we come to Sassy for. I thought this piece was really good. And I love that it ended with the confirmation that people who are good looking in a standard/symmetrical way are shunted away from modeling and into acting.
I didn't really know that before.
Yeah. If you're attractive but not weird enough to be a model, then you can be an actor. Yep. That's basically what they tell Karen.
What if you're neither? Like, I'm definitely weird, but not, and I'm symmetrical. Well, So when I first moved here, remember the Absolute Vodka ads? Stop me if I've told this story already. But I lived on the Sunset Strip. They had an open call for a new Absolute ad. What they had back then were, it would be like Absolute Nonsense or Absolute.
Mm-hmm. Absolute Pepper. Yeah.
Thank you. And it would be that shaped like an Absolute bottle. So they were making one for the Sunset Strip that was collecting headshots. And they were going to put all the headshots in the shape of a giant Absolute bottle, like one of the big mm-hmm. billboards. So we went down there, Ray and me and some others, and we waited in line. And we walked up and there's a casting agent at the front on the street, just on a curb. Mm-hmm. And she took one look at my headshot. And then she looked at me and she goes, well, this headshot doesn't really look anything like you. And I was like, well, that's because I've got hair and makeup done, you know, in this headshot. And she goes, well, it's just your look is actually pretty, pretty good for what people are looking for right now. And then she said, reality. And then handed me back my headshot. And that's the only go see I've ever done.
Wow.
So I really like what they've done here with all the headshots, and she made her little book, and then she went and got advice on how her look was going. I remember these pictures.
Same.
Definitely this scrubbing or toothpaste-y shot with her mm-hmm. hair up and the cleavage.
Very cute.
Was a definitive sassy look for me.
Yep.
And shout out to the Joey Suzu joke in the copy.
I was like, that's Joey a real Suzu moment in time.
Went and watched some on YouTube. They hold up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He tried again. They revived it a couple of times.
Yeah.
I feel like if that was a campaign that existed a little bit later in history, they would have made like a TV show or something out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Like Cavemen.
Well, I think he got cast in Empty Nest or whatever he was in off of those ads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's really sporting some Gillian Anderson vibes in some of these photos.
This
the
is
one
pre-
where she's looking over her shoulder.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Very pre-X-Files-y.
The
mm-hmm.
very last photo.
Yep.
Feels mm-hmm. like something from that era as well.
Yep. Good call.
Fashion feature number four, which is also our last fashion feature of this issue, is called Everything Goes. Well, this sort of looks like everybody's trying to be on the cover of Rolling Stone. So you're going to like, get your ruffles, get your jackets, get your stripes, get your peace signs, get that crochet thing. Mm-hmm. It's very I'm with the band all the way through.
Yep.
Or you're an extra in Austin Powers.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, there's a lot of layers. It is, if you had seen a Beatles documentary that had come out recently, you'd be like, these looks are back in right now. Put them all on. There's a trapeze tunic striped look on page 63 that I just, it's so cute, you guys. I can't wear tassels like this. And I can't wear a trapeze thing because I have a, I'm buxom. And so when I put on this outfit on page 63, oh boy.
Yeah.
And then also with that comb over, the whole thing is, Pam, are you okay? Are you going to a slumber party as a clown? Like,
this
you...
is, this is, if you have big boobs, you're going to look like a pre-catastrophe Sharon Tate. Sorry.
Why is it called a trapeze tunic?
Because it swings out like.
Oh, I see.
It's a big
triangle. I thought
you were
going to say pre-catastrophe Sharon Horgan. And it just went completely wrong on the last word.
Pre-murder Sharon Tate. That was the word I didn't want to say.
The trapeze tunic as a whole looks like it's a homage to like those decked out taxis.
Yeah.
You know, with all the little pom-pom tassels and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like this sort of embodies that spirit. I have a question about the very first photo, though, on the page 60, where we start, which is not where the title of the story is. Once again. Anyways. Yeah. She's got a part in her hair or something, some weird comb over at the front.
Yeah.
And it makes it look like she either has a migrating ear or a third ear on top of her head. The part is in a really weird spot on top and front of her hair, sort of like above her right eye. And it's troubling. It just looks like she's growing another ear like that. You know, remember when they grew an ear on that mouse? It sort of looks like maybe she was part of that.
It's either clip-on bangs that went awry based off of how they've done her bangs in the other pictures. But the page 64 makes me think it's bangs growing out.
Okay. But it looks to me like a mistake.
Yes, it does. It's bad.
Yeah.
It's not good, right? It's not like fashion forward. Look at my no hair spot.
Yeah, no, it's like a half up style. Yeah. Like there's a beret or something in the back that's holding up half of it. But the part is too severe.
Yeah.
And it might just be the shadows that are making it look like she has a bald spot where you're saying the ear is growing.
Yeah. I like my version better.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I do too. This is too much clothing she's wearing.
Yeah.
I'll say it. It's not enough hair and too much clothes.
Well, speaking about too much clothing, what about the last photo where there is a long skirt with every flower on it, like quilt art flower on it, and then she's wearing a top that's like, what's that called? Filigree. But then she also has zany story time socks on. It's just like so much is happening all at once.
It's Wicked Witch of the West tights. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You hate it because it's Betsy Johnson. This is a culotte print jumper. I went looking for it because it's cute as fuck. Everybody, it's so cute. And she doesn't have exactly this anymore, but she is currently like, there are some culotte jumpers that she's working on. It doesn't matter. We're not going anywhere or doing anything. So I say, let your weird clothes flag fly. I am in some very comfy pants right now that if I have to leave the house, nobody's going to be like, I mean, put some pants on. I am wearing a lot of pants. Mm-hmm.
next is these shoes are made for walking slash the fashion feature that is going to divide your female co-hosts, because this is very pro Birkenstock and Pam is not and I am. So Pam, explain yourself.
Well, can we start with this clip I gave Dave? I think that says it all.
Oh, there's that same asshole again. I thought it would never come to this. But the guy threw a Birkenstock. I mean, this guy's a real moron. He doesn't even understand fashion.
My beloved Perry Farrell from Jane's Addiction. Back when we were all throwing shoes at bad concerts. I don't think people do it anymore. Right?
I didn't know that was a thing to start with, frankly.
I saw a lot of shoes thrown at Smashing
Pumpkins. Why would you throw? Do you bring shoes you no longer want to the concert in case you don't like it? Like,
no,
if you throw your own shoes.
How mad you are. Yeah. That's why they think it's fun. I remember.
What if the parking lot's gravel?
That's what Billy Corgan said to us. He was like, well, but we have your shoes. And I was like, I don't care. I'm mad. He was being mean.
It sounds like you're saying you threw a shoe.
I didn't, because I know there's gravel in the parking lot. And my arm was not, I didn't have good enough standing position. I would just hurt someone in the back of the head.
Okay.
So you let the front row, who they're already moshing and everything up there. They're not really worried about the state of their shoes at this point. They probably are losing shoes in the dance.
True.
If that were to happen today, a savvy band would then put those shoes up in social media, like sign them and then sell them and like doubly piss off whoever threw them because they just made $100 off their shoe.
If you're in a band and you had shoes thrown at you, 720 Sassy Go, I definitely want to hear about this. I want to know, did you collect them? I would probably nail mine to a wall in the room where I record my next album.
I'm unclear whether this is a pro or anti Birkenstock stance you're about to take.
This is anti Birkenstock because they were, first of all, they do not make anything hygienic, and they soak up your feet and then they just sort of celebrate it. And so then when you slide them off, there's a print of your foot and it's brown and wet. Are Birkenstocks ever dry? Ever? And they're
wet.
The cork.
What's wrong with your feet,
Pam? Oh my
God. What's wrong with your feet?
I went to theater school. You would be like 50 kicked off shoes in every class. And it was always, you'd be like, well, this one's Phil's. Look at the size of this foot. It is its own carbon footprint. It's so gross. And then putting socks on them doesn't help. It doesn't help.
I will give you this. Birkenstocks very quickly develops foot imprint patina, but I wouldn't describe it as wet. It does sort of look a little gross if you're like, you need things to be pristine. But you're describing it like it's made out of mushrooms.
Yeah, you're not supposed to see that print when you're wearing them. And that's, by the way, I mean, I guess I'll just come out as a pro Birkenstock person, but I have three pairs. That's a feature, not a bug. It's cork so that it conforms to your feet and they fit better and are more comfortable over time.
Sorry, I haven't heard a word since funky cold patina, but I had a pair. I'm not even saying like I eschewed them from the beginning. I know what I'm saying. I wore them. I know that they are not good for most things. When there is right next to that Birkenstock, a perfectly good Doc Marten clog that will hide a lot of what a Birkenstock asks you to do. A Birkenstock is asking you to kick it off and leave it next to the Nintendo.
Yeah, but a Doc Marten clog versus a Birkenstock is like an umbrella versus a tent.
Yeah.
It's too much coverage if you want a sandal.
Why are flip-flop, you're dead. Why are we sandaling at all?
Because it's nice and airy and comfortable?
Because you live somewhere hot?
Look, just because you got a toe thing doesn't mean the rest of us should go hiding our feet in shame.
I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with toes. I think that some people, and myself included, if you're not like taking care of the feet, put them in a thing. You don't have to show everyone the state of things.
If you don't take care of your feet, put them in a thing. Put them in a thing.
I think I'm right here. I think
take care of your feet, lady.
Look, there are definitely going to be people that agree with you because, like, this is a very hot, divisive issue. Like, I get it. It was only recently that I realized we were on opposite sides of this divide.
It may also be that my mom told me that the reason I have bunions is because I wore Dr. Scholl clogs. She wouldn't get them for me. She said they would cause bunions. I got them anyway. Then my bunions came in and she was like, instead of blaming her own genetics, she said,
put them in a thing.
That's because of the clogs. You should have put your feet in a thing. And I thought Dr. Scholl's clogs, we may be getting right into the heart of the Birkenstock matter.
Pam, tell me about your childhoods and the feet.
I think that people who go into Birkenstocks also are patchouli wearing, fish following.
There we go.
Hippies that you don't like.
No,
like, that's crazy to me that you like a Birkenstock.
I mean, maybe at one time, but like I'm going to link in the show notes to a New Yorker story from 2015 that was about how cool they are.
Oh, sorry. Excuse me, everybody. The New Yorker has entered the chat.
That's right.
I think that's Birkenstock's like origin story, but they are
They've been reclaimed. Yeah.
In this picture of pro Birkenstocks, there's only one pair of Birkenstocks, and it's hidden around a bunch of cute clogs.
No, and the ones that are bottom right, that are attached to the model whose face you can see, those are also Birkenstocks. Mm-hmm. They're just Birkenstock shoes.
Shoes, yes, they're shoes, which is fine. I'm fine. Those Birkenstock shoes are super cute.
I'm really confused about the layout of this page.
Well, it's because one model has two different shoes on.
I know, but I count five shoes.
There are two, three, four, five. There are six legs in this picture.
I don't like it. It's unsettling. It's sort of like the uncanny valley of shoe photos.
Yeah.
It's like stockings don't match. You're not wearing the same pair of shoes. There is a shoe. It's like Sue Storm from Fantastic Four floating in down from out of frame. Look at my shoe, too. It's like, I don't like it. I don't like it.
Well, Dave, what do you think about Birkenstocks?
I had a pair of Birkenstocks back in the initial Birkenstocks are okay for Utes craze.
Sure.
80 whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was high school. Mm-hmm. Anyways. Mm-hmm. Loved them. I love that weird foot patina thing that was going on because they were mine. Hey, I did that, I would say, every time I looked at those sandals. They weren't mushy or wet or growing fungus or whatever Pam was doing to her Birkenstocks. I like them. And the only reason I stopped wearing them is that I loved wearing sandals so fucking much, Pam, so fucking much that I graduated to the Teva-esque thing when that became. Now, I will give you that Tevas are super ugly and they're not flattering anybody. But if you want to walk around in sandals all day and not deal with sandal related inconveniences like little rocks or, you know, just getting excited and they kind of slip off when you want to run or whatever, or just like pick up the pace. Like that solves the classic Birkenstock slip on sandal problem. Mm-hmm. But comfort wise, I would always pick a Birkenstock over like a Teva or something like that. We've talked a lot about sandals here on What Next, but let me just leave you with a synopsis of it. Pam thinks your toes are gross and you should cover them up with a thing.
And Tara thinks comfort is the most important thing 100% of the time. Our first beauty feature is called Flip Out. The photographer is Andrew Southam, and we're told the models are Chelsea, Carrie, Valerie, and Renee. But I refuse, please go to your visual aids before I say this and then tell me I'm right. I refuse to believe that Carrie on page 41 is not Renee, who is on page 43, because that's the same face two times. I'm sorry.
Face blindness is contagious.
I had both of these up because I scanned them and I put them side by side on my big monitor. And I was like comparing eye size, nostrils, lip shape. This is the same woman. Sorry. I just am convinced that it is.
They're very similar. They're very similar.
The point of the story is flip your hair, I guess. But the problem with these photography is that for a hair story, you really can't see what they did with either of the brunettes. The first one, she's got brown hair. I guess there's a flip, but she has her arms up behind her head. And she's in a black sweater, which barely covers her tits, by the way. And you can't even see her hair, hardly. Like, there's not enough contrast. Put her in a white top. Tell her to put her arms down. Something. If you're trying to sell this hairdo, I got to be able to see it.
This just looks like this should have been in silver lame, and then it would have been like in somebody's shitty Barbarella knockoff.
Sure. And the one on page 42, it hardly even looks like it's flipped at all. The model from the Beat story that Pam loved so much is back to do this. But she doesn't really even look like they did anything to her hair other than crimp it.
This old world flip.
Yeah, the Vorvon from Buck Rogers, that one.
It's real rough. It's real rough.
Yeah.
First of all, it doesn't look like those are her hands at all. Someone else is about to strangle her. Yeah. And I don't know why you would want to do this to your bangs.
No.
Like, just put them in your eye. Flip them into your eye.
Please check the chat for a visual aid.
I did. Okay. What is this that I'm looking at?
It's the space vampire from Buck Rogers.
Oh.
Yeah. They have flipped his bangs. They have flipped his eye bangs in the opposite direction. But yeah, her hair is crimped. It's hard to know that that's on purpose. It's the sepia tone is making everything kind of sad. She looks like we found an old-timey photo.
What she looks like is the iPhone holder in my car and the two little hair things, you know, they come to the sides and they keep your phone from sliding from side to side. That's what her hair is. So if you have her, I'll Photoshop it in, but basically you can slide a big iPad in front of her face and those two little bits will hold it there.
Yeah.
Thanks, Valerie.
Our second beauty feature is called Bathing Beauty. George Holtz was our photographer.
George Holtz.
He was like, yes, thank you. I was really slowing down for that. He was like, get in the bath, take off your clothes. I can work with this. And then he put bubbles on faces and put too many things in people's hair and way too many loofahs. But it's fine. This is a quick feature about what to do when you're in the bath. Fun things to do in the bath, how to take a bath, why a bath, the history of baths, you know, that Cleopatra bathed in mule's milk. I do want to say that if you decide to do one of the things it suggests, don't. It says you can make your own bath scent by putting 2 ounces of fresh peeled ginger root in 2 cups of water, add 2 teaspoons of fresh squeezed lemon juice, boil that for 10 minutes, let it cool, pour it into your bath. You will feel on fire if you try to shave your legs in that bath. Don't do it. It also says to start by washing your hair in the shower or sink. Never occurred to me. Never occurred to me that that's the way to not have to wash your hair in a bath.
Really?
Yeah, I just always do it last because it's going to ruin your bubbles and it's really not going to get your hair all that clean. But if you have been sitting in there with a long, hot mask on, which is the whole point, then I just, you know, stay underwater for a while like a mermaid lady.
I do like the big back scrubber thing she has, though, in that one photo. It's like a 5-foot-long flat loofah thing that she used to do your back. That looks very convenient. Because there's a patch on my back right in the center that hasn't been cleaned in 20 years.
I guess not.
We can get this for you, Dave.
Okay, let's do it.
All right.
Let's spend some of that Patreon money. So now you know where your money's going. It's going to my back, my filthy, filthy back.
Can I help you with some shower accoutrement? Besides this guy, which that's going to be tough because that's a loofah. So you're going to want to be warm and wet and opened up before you use that or you're going to hurt yourself. Like that's something you're going to use.
Have you seen my skin? I don't care.
No, not in a minute. No, I'm just saying it's not going to work. That rough spot. Okay. Dave, you might want to try some dry brushing. And you basically, it's like a shoe brush or a horse brush. You're going to be like, I'm not a horse. Pam's tricking me. And you're going to brush yourself all over before you shower toward your heart. You just brush.
See this? And see all this?
Yeah.
Remember we were talking about vanishing cream? I'm beyond vanishing cream now. I've already got those old guy spots all over my skin. So I'm just embracing it. I don't care.
Okay.
I'm going bald now.
You're not going bald.
I'm not going bald. Here's why I take showers.
Aggressive answers are my favorite.
Once every few days, Tara will say, you're not allowed in the bed because they changed the sheets and you stink. And that's my cue to take a shower.
Jesus Christ. You can't even blame the pandemic on this.
And sometimes he just still doesn't even do it under those circumstances.
I'll sleep on the fucking floor before I shower.
I'm too Jesus tired. Christ. Gets in bed, watches 4 hours of TV.
My child is so dirty sometimes that I have to do it in that loving way where you're like, I love you and I love your feet and I even love your dirt, but I don't want them in my bed with me.
Yeah.
And then she'll still get kind of angry. One day she was just like, Mom, I'm a dirt person. This is who I am. I love being dirty, and I'm going to be dirty. And if you have a problem with that, you have a problem with me.
Wow.
What are you supposed to say to that?
That's bullshit.
I raised you wrong.
You're sticky. Don't touch me.
No, because here's Dave. Here's Dave like, I fucking won't bathe for 3 months. I've never even taken a bath. I lived in Hawaii and I never bathed. The ocean is my bath. Birkenstocks. You fucking hippies. You hate what you are. You're a bunch of dirty Birkenstock wearing hippies who eschew the man and eat the rich. Fuck you both. Posers.
You think I'd be insulted if I'm not? Wow.
No, I know. You're so goddamn proud.
All right, it's time to talk about ads. Now, you know, we've been talking about ads for a while, so we still got lots and lots of repeats, but there's some new stuff to talk about. There is a different new guest spread with the super heavy stock paper that you're always flipping to no matter what.
Yep.
Because it's clever. It's clever. Costs more, but it's clever. And I just want to say the aesthetic for a lot of these photos seems to be Diane Arbus, but successful. Is the photo vibe I'm getting for this. Like, oh, a bank error in her favor, Monopoly style, when she went to the welfare office back in the Depression. Woo! And now she's got herself some new guest clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Good on you.
Yeah, this is the Carré Otis, future, I believe, Mickey Rourke girlfriend or wife. But yeah, this spread was in, because I also, for research purposes, got issues of the February 1989 Vogue and Elle, and this spread was in both of those as well. So it was a big ad buy that month for guests. They really wanted you to buy those polka dots.
Done the Columbia House ad before, but the issue that I have eBayed and have in my possession was filled out with circle Ooh, choices and an address. Cute. Are we interested?
Yes.
Do you want to know what she wanted?
Sure.
Wait, don't dox her, but what's her first name?
Natalie.
All right.
Oh, I know Natalie.
Natalie. Okay, yeah. Got it. Yep.
Natalie the sassy reader, sure.
Natalie definitely wants Taylor Dane, Tell It to My Heart.
Natalie wants Aerosmith's Permanent Vacation. I'll Be Sure's In Effect Mode.
Yes.
Bobby Brown, Don't Be Cruel.
Mm-hmm.
Pebbles.
Sure.
Guns N' Roses' Appetite for Destruction.
Yep.
Whitney Houston's Whitney. Hmm. Debbie Gibson's Out of the Blue.
Okay.
Janet Jackson, Control.
Hmm.
DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. He's the DJ, I'm the rapper. And Poison, Open Up and Say, Ah. Fuck, Natalie, why'd you get so cool so fast?
That's a very eclectic selection. Eclectic.
I feel like she only needs like one Depeche Mode to really like cover all her corners.
Yeah, or The Cure, perhaps.
Yeah.
You know, you have to answer these little questions. And so she's, do you have a telephone? Yes. Do you have a credit card? No.
Mm.
And do you have a VCR? No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that because Columbia House is getting into the videotape scene soon?
They did have videos of like concerts or whatever.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Next up, on page 27, it's soon. Soon, you're a balloon.
Soon, you're a balloon.
I do like soon, you're a balloon, but this also reminds me of the meme where it's like someone looking really intense and then you put soon over the, like, whatever they're planning. It's happening soon.
Operation Hell on Earth presents soon.
On page 78 and 79, we get an ad for Sassy the Perfume. Or do we? Because now, all of a sudden, it's called Mayfie pour Sassy, which means my girls for Sassy. The fragrance company Mayfie doesn't seem to exist anymore and or has been reimagined as essentially a caftan store, which we'll link to. But it's crazy to me that they were advertising this for several months and then the company, I guess, was like, no, you have to call it this. And then they did after that.
I have a challenge for you, Tara, because I did it in my head and it kind of works.
Uh-huh.
Starting with the line, so there's a Dear Sassy, you know, kind of letter thing here.
Yes.
Starting with a line, so I took a whiff to the tune
Juicy Fruit.
Of Juicy Fruit. Go ahead. It kind of works. You can take out then I.
Yeah. Took a whiff, took the plunge, bought my own bottle of Mayfie Pour Sassy. It's Groovebox.
It's a Groovebox, aggro and rockin'. Tris Marvelous is my absolute favorite. It kind of works. I think we can do it.
Yeah, not bad.
The smell is going to move you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it still does. I mean, people have asked, what does it smell like? And it's hard to describe, but some of the ones some of the issues that we have that had like samples, they do still smell. It's very, it's just like a light, girly, yeah. citrusy.
Mine has one. Should I open and smell?
Yeah.
Yeah. I described a non-floral, linen-y kind of citrus.
It's very clean. Yeah. Probably ylang ylang.
Birkenstock. Birkenstock, because there's a lot of water damage on this one, as you can see.
All right.
And this smells like, it smells like a basement.
Smells like a stir fry that's all mushroom.
It smells like someone just finished hacky sack practice.
Remember when Sassy said fat camps are bad? Well, 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 look on page 84. The Division of Editorial and Advertising bites him in the ass again is Camp La Holla.
There's two fat camp ads on this
there
page.
There is.
But there's also Camp Vermont.
Okay, which one are you going to? Are you going to Vermont or Camp La Jolla?
I'm going to La Jolla.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know. I feel like they haven't updated their photo recently enough for me to think that it's still a going concern. That girl on the left's got some real tall hair. So I think I like the minimalist Camp Vermont logo better.
Yeah. The girl on the left is Scott Baio from Happy Days. The girl in the middle, I think she went there just to lose weight in her hair.
In her hair, yeah.
Don't go to Camp Vermont. They got sharks.
They've got sharks. You can see it in the promo.
Look at their logo. What the hell's up with that?
It's a sail. It's a sailboat.
Bruce will get you.
It says lose weight and have fun too. Like that Camp La Jolla is very, we're having fun forward. We're all smiling and we're friends and you're going to make friends. Camp Vermont is like, we're going to make you lose 45 pounds and keep it off. That sounds rigorous.
Sassy Club! Sassy
this,
Club!
This was the easiest what are you buying from Sassy Club they've ever had.
I would say, an embarrassment of riches in this month's Sassy Club.
Can we talk, before we say what we would each want to buy, about these ball locker locks? Because this is not in keeping with the sassy ethos at all. Like, you could get a soccer ball lock or a baseball lock.
It should be like a disco ball and George Michael's nipple.
Not to say that sports are for boys or whatever, but they like have really not talked about sports at all.
It says baseball, but it should say softball. It should say softball and then soccer. And then those are the things that the girls are playing. But because it's this, like the baseball one is a good anniversary gift, I'm guessing, for the boy in your life who likes baseball.
Sure.
Is it, though? You know that combination you have memorized for the past year? Let's change those numbers for
15,
you.
15, 32, 36.
Also, for some reason, the combination isn't on the back of it where you can lift it up. You have to remove the front of the ball every time you want to lock it. So you're losing the front of the ball day two, max.
Yeah, that's going to break off. It's true.
This is the worst thing they've ever had.
Well, let's not get crazy, but it's pretty bad.
Yeah, I've seen a frame that looks like a butt pocket.
That's Dave's favorite
That's
ever.
That's the best. What the fuck are you talking about, Birkenstock lady?
Oh, look, there's also a basketball one.
Yeah, see, this is my point. If this was about, like, sports that girls typically play, the fourth one wouldn't be a football. It would be a volleyball.
It says, get this one for your favorite quarterback. And you're right, Dave. Once again, Sassy's telling you very bad advice.
So what would you be buying from Sassy Club then, Pam?
I had a hard time noticing anything past the shoe phone.
Thank you. That's what I'm getting to.
The Maxwell Smart Style shoe phone. Look at that fucking thing. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It looks so real in the photo, too.
So shiny and good. It's amazing. I'd just take it to school with me anyway. It'd be in my locker. I'd be like, sorry, I got to take this. Everyone's calling to tell me how great my fucking shoe phone is.
Are you on the shoe phone, Pam?
sorry, I'm all tied up.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
But hold on. Because I am also getting this goddamn She's the Sheriff's badge. I'm wearing the Sheriff's badge while I'm on my shoe phone. I overprop. I have a problem.
Abolish the police, Pam. Decarcerate your thinking.
No, you're right. I don't want it because I am a sheriff. I like it because it's shiny and shaped like a star, and it matches the bolo that inevitably someone's wearing around me.
Yeah.
But they're going yeehaw, right? This is a yeehaw Sassy Club.
Mm-hmm.
Kinda.
Well, that's what they say in the copy.
Yeah, it's kind of that, but then they just added some other stuff that they had lying around and some stuff that should be on the encore page and the next page. Like, we've already seen the cassette holders.
This is some Friday Night Lights South by Southwest sassy clubbing with your bolos and your hand-beaded, leather-trimmed bracelets, any leftover bandana they can find, and your fake diamonds.
Yes.
And cowboy hat earrings. Come on.
Can you believe... Yeah, the earrings are cute, too. Can you believe that when I just Googled it, there is not, like, an iPhone case that you can get that is shaped like a shoe?
Yeah, I can't believe it, because I don't think anybody from this era knows who the fuck Maxwell Smart is. I certainly wouldn't have at this time. So if you get the shoe phone and your laces break, they're actually selling sassy laces. But I can't get over the description that says, wear them in your shoes.
Uh-huh.
I don't like in your shoes. Oh, wear them on your shoes. I don't feel like laces are an in your shoes item. And it really bothers me. For some reason, it really stuck out. And I thought about it for a long time. Like, I guess technically, I'm not going to go to court over it. But I really wanted to be wear them on your shoes. I feel like laces are on your shoes, not in them.
I wouldn't do
socks
either.
Socks go in your shoes.
Yes, I wouldn't phrase it either of those ways. I would just rewrite it so it's like lace up your shoes with them.
And I guess the Neil McCutcheon shirt didn't sell too well last month
because it's
back. I'm waiting for it to be heavy. See how much it gets discounted. It'll be a fun game we can play as it goes on. Do you think they'll just like burn the stock rather than discount it for the sake of appearance?
Like pulping a disgraced book. Yes.
And here's an interesting workaround that I feel like somebody decided to add this item and somebody's like, ooh, maybe not. The perfect gift to yourself for Valentine's Day, this skimpy red and white bikini slumber set. I feel like they had it in there. It's like, I don't think we should be really promoting this. Well, let's make it a gift to yourself.
Yeah.
It's a little weird.
Mm-hmm. We all knew what they meant.
But that's what I would get for myself.
It's also in your mom's tin in the back of her closet, so be careful.
You're in my mom's tin.
This month's diary by Jane is called Me Too, TWO, and it is about Elizabeth. There is a picture of Elizabeth that I'm pretty sure is Karen's like headshot that they just sort of pasted next to Jane's face. But other than that, Elizabeth doesn't like to be called Liz. She likes to be called Eliz or Eliz or whatever it is. I'm not into it and I'm not doing it. So Jane's like, this is my assistant. She's just like me, but we're very much alike. Really, really. We're just the same, which might be Jane's idea. We dress the same. We walk and talk the same. We both like Prince. But they have a special connection because one pays for the other to do what she says. These days, Liz is a journalist, author, and photographer. You can go to her website and see she's real good at all those things still. So this was a good kickoff. And she does mention it in her bio as she was one of the founding members of Sassy, which I always appreciate. Maybe people are doing it more and more now. Maybe people are reclaiming their sassyhood.
Yeah.
Which I'm happy to see. I think it's one of the better diary intros of someone who works here. You get the sense of what she actually does, what her personality's like, and why she's great to hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
She does seem like she'd be your friend, too. Like, you could be her, and she could be you.
This is also notably shorter than any of these previous diary entries we've seen so far, so I'm curious to see if this is a trend where it starts being like, I only have time to write two paragraphs, so here you go. Make the picture bigger.
Also possible that Jane's assistant had to write her own diary for Jane and really did a good job talking about how great she is.
That's a great theory.
Say what?
What?
Yes, it is time for Say What. Our turn to listen up. Karen! In your Listen Up review in the December issue, you gave Bon Jovi's album a 2-star rating. Get real! Why didn't you consider the facts, not your personal opinion?
In a review.
If Bon Jovi is so awful, then why have millions and millions of copies been sold and every song they write hits big on the charts? Signed, Dixie West Liberty. Oh! Boy, this sounds familiar. I feel like we got this at Television Club Pity maybe twice a day. Whenever we didn't like whatever somebody else liked, and therefore our criticism, our opinion, was wrong. Very familiar tone. here.
Yeah. It's always funny to me still, because this is something people don't understand about criticism. It's like, why can't you be objective? It's like, it's a review. Like, there's no point in being objective. That's not possible. Like, you can say, you know, have someone review sci-fi who enjoys sci-fi. That's different than saying, like, have someone review this that is definitely going to say it's great, because that's not how criticism works. We also get several letters about the smoking is for dags story, also from the December issue. And I have a question, and I'm going to throw it to our former smoker, Pam, because the middle letter is about, no offense, but the middle letter is about, like, I was offended because, you know, I have a lot of my friends smoke. They're not dags. And then this person, Valerie from Grand Island, New York, writes, of course, what's really daggy is continuing to smoke just to be cool, even if you don't like it. Mm-hmm. I don't, what does this mean? First of all, everyone starts smoking to be cool. And after that, whether they continue to do it is probably based less on whether they like it than that they are addicted to it. So I just don't understand this comment. Pam, explain.
Well, first of all, you have to push through it. Like, nobody likes it.
Right, so that's my point. Right.
But you don't have to be addicted to keep smoking. Sometimes right. you're a poser, and so there's that. Sure. But let's even remove the poser. Let's just say you have recognized the fact that where the smokers hang out is a cool place to be,
right,
with good people who eventually will, you know, bring you into their cool club, mm-hmm, and give you mixtapes that they've made for you. Or, yeah, you know, so then you're a person who doesn't smoke, but you're hanging out with the smokers and smoking, right, so that you don't look like a non-smoker. And that person is always bumming cigarettes.
Okay.
And that is not cool, because there's always someone who's there just like, can I bum a cigarette? And you're like, will you ever buy a pack? And they're like, oh, no, I'm not a smoker. I don't smoke.
I had a couple of friends. And they had, like, their friend that we weren't really friends, you know, that dynamic in a sort, mm-hmm, of friend triangle. And I distinctly remember the time where we were all decided that pizza would be a great thing to have.
The fucking pizza story.
And so we're all like, do you want to get pizza while we watch whatever it was? Like, it was literally like a TV, like, it probably was the X-Files or something like that. You want to get some pizza while we watch the X-Files? Great idea. Let's get a pizza. Let's all chip in $5 to get a pizza. Friend number four says, no, I'm not hungry. So, all right, fine. We'll just three chip in for the pizza and eat it. It comes. He fucking eats a quarter of the goddamn pizza when it comes. And he didn't pay a cent. And I hated him from that day. And I still hate him. I haven't seen him in 30 years. But if I ever saw him on the street, I would not give him my pizza.
Yeah, this is something that happened in Dave's life before I knew him. And I've heard this story many times.
But the thing is, though, he didn't even ask for the fucking slices. They were just, you know, there's your eight or whatever slices there or however. And he just, like, took one to start eating it.
These are the people that will take the lucky from your pack, not knowing what it is. And then you're like, that was my lucky. The third letter in the thank you section is thanking Sassy for writing the How to Tell If You're Really in Love article, because it couldn't have come at a better time. Really helped her out so that she knows that she's not in love. It was really built up like she was going to be like, this is the one. Like, he does, mm-hmm, he loves me. And she was like, this makes me know that I'm not in love. And so I'm just like, thanks. And then she says, I know the symptoms and I don't fit them yet. You saved me from a lot of pain and from losing another 7 pounds. Another?
Yeah.
7 pounds is so specific, Tracy of Greenville, South Carolina, that this letter reads like pure delusion. Hey, thanks. You know what? I read the article and it couldn't have come at a better time. Because
Tracy from Vermont.
Yeah. Tracy went Vermont instead of La Jolla. And yeah. Tracy needs the La Jolla friends.
No, R.I.P. Tracy. She was eaten by the shark. I don't know if you knew the end of the story.
The sail. The next letter is under the heading, I knew that. And just, this is just paying off from the December review by Jane of REM's Green, where she's like, what other band could make a song about Orange Crush and sing it so seriously? And this is the person saying it's about Agent Orange.
Mm, that's a real Glemby.
Not in this country. I'd like to point out that your The Country Girl in November is a total fake. I live in the country, and I've never seen anyone look like that. Her clothes are outrageous! No one in their right mind would be caught dead wearing them, especially in the country. Wise up, okay? Signed, a true country girl in Harlan, Indiana, 10 minutes out of Fort Wayne. Fuck you, you're not in the country.
He got her with geography.
Ooh, we didn't have Google Maps back then. We just had to take her word for it.
And the next letter is from Catherine Rochester. I think there's an extra comma in here. She is from Rochester in the state of Hills in the country of MI, Earth. And she was excited when she opened up the first page of your December issue and read that they had a Marilyn Monroe fashion story. It means so much to me to see her remembered. Thank God Sassy pulled Marilyn Monroe from the cultural and historical abyss. Another win for Sassy Magazine.
But to me, it makes me remember how kind of creepy Marilyn girls were.
They were
like Tweety Bird people and Marilyn girls.
Yeah.
I don't want to fuck with either of them.
Yeah.
Are Marilyn Monroe people the same people that kept the 50s diner aesthetic in the 80s alive far too long?
Yes.
Than it should have been, like, past its shelf life?
A lot of crossover between Marilyn people and Betty Boop people.
They're also the people that are buying those magnets, you know, with the, the clip art, you know, with the, bitch, it's Monday or whatever the fuck they say on it. Like that kind of thing. Bitch, don't bother me. It's Monday. Or, I don't know. But you know what I'm talking about.
Bitch, it's Monday. Sticker.
It'll be a clip art of a housewife saying something that's not housewifey. You know what I'm talking about.
Bitch, it's Monday.
I do, but that's not anything that's ever
I couldn't think of.
You mean like a vintage Monday. Photo of a lady getting a cake out of an oven?
Yeah.
And she's dressed
and put it on like a tiny lunchbox or a magnet or a sign that you put on your door.
Yes.
The last letter is staff stuff. Please take no offense, Neil. I really like your t-shirt. But guys, if you make one of Mike, I'll buy one. Signed, Heather in Sunrise, Florida. I just wanted to put out there, if you could buy any staff t-shirt, which one would you buy? And why is it the poor mother who has to go around and give everybody memos to keep the magazine on track?
Oh, Anne. No, that was Vicky. I would have been Christina for sure. She was my favorite.
I'd have a Jane shirt. Mm.
Dave, who's your favorite at this stage of the magazine?
The person that keeps the motor running.
Oh, Vicky.
Running. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I guess the publisher, is that her job?
She's the managing editor. Executive or managing editor, I forget. One or the other.
Yeah, that's where it's at.
Next time, it's our February 1989 slumber party. And boy, oh boy, did you all come through with calls about A, your own attempts to make fake retainers, and B, absolutely appalling things you've witnessed in store dressing rooms. Bless
Don't
all your
it.
Hearts. Also, we're sorry we did not get the February 1989 quiz up with the Teen Life episode, but it is up now. Please go take it and find out. How romantic are you?
Hey, I have a plug. This month, I was in Female Apartments from the 90s talking about how True Romance is my favorite rom-com from that time. We'll link to it in the show notes.
Guys, there's so much happening at the Listen to Sassy Club. I just don't even know where to begin. Of course, our first watch-along is in the bag, but there's another one coming next month, so get ready for that. Also, coming up very, very soon is the Drunk episode, where we go through yet another Sassy magazine from 1979. Is it this Sassy magazine? I don't know. Nobody knows. We haven't figured it out yet. It might be. Who's to say? You can get in on that and all the other delicious perks like the PDF scans of the magazine, ad-free episodes, so much more. Go to listentosassy.com/club to check it all out.
You guys are awesome. Please keep calling so we can play it on a future episode and get into more fights about Birkenstocks, I'm guessing, is going to be the hot topic this time.
I'm so mad.
Come on, stinky non-bathers. Tell me why your shoes are the cleanest thing about you. You can find more information about our podcast, visual aids for all our episodes, and contact info for us at listentosassy.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next time. But she doesn't want you really necessarily leaving the house.
No, just wear your real Birkenstocks out, not the fur ones.
Your feet are inside a thing called your house. Your feet are in the thing called a house.
That's where I live.
That's where I live is a good clip.
It is a good clip.
Yes. That's where I live.
That's where I live.
That's the only place I go.
Since we're talking about mascaras, that's where I live.
All right, let's do flip it.
All right.
What's more fun to say? Mule milk, sure, it's alliterative, but donkey milk, that's fun. I'm just going to say donkey milk a couple times right now.
That's right.
Donkey milk. Donkey milk. Donkey
you know what's milk. Better than that? Ass milk.
No, stop. It's really the worst of all the options we've heard so far.
Sometimes I like to come home, pour a glass of wine, and just drop into a bath filled with ass milk. You know what I'm saying? I guess you don't.
No!
Dave asked me to be quieter, and now all I can do is talk about my ass milk. This is who I am now.